This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There has been an overnight coronavirus scare in South Korea. Dozens of cases traced to a Seoul entertainment district, and 2,100 nightclubs and other leisure establishments have been ordered to shut down. South Korea is looking to contain the surge as effectively as it has done with others. The death toll among COVID-19 cases in the country is 256, with close to 11,000 cases. Social distancing in South Korea was eased when the number of new cases was less than 10 for five consecutive days. That ended this week. There have been virus outbreaks at three animal slaughterhouses in Germany. At one, 180 workers have reportedly tested positive. Local officials are charged with working to stem any new spread, part of a plan for Germany to gradually ease pandemic restrictions. It has lost 7,500 lives to the virus. Pakistan today is allowing shops, factories, construction sites, and other businesses to reopen, despite a large-scale move up in the daily COVID-19 case count, 1,600, bringing the total to about 27,500, with 618 fatalities. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan explains the government cannot support millions of families that depend on daily wages. In Italy, after more than 2 months of lockdown, this is the first weekend for people to enjoy the out-of-doors for more than just work and necessities. And large springtime crowds have turned out in Rome. In Spain, health authorities plan to allow the reopening of regions where hospitals have demonstrated a readiness to handle a potential second wave of coronavirus infections. Spain is one of the world's largest COVID-19 death tolls, officially put at 26,299. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson delivers a nationwide address tomorrow and is expected to talk about how and when the UK will be able to ease its lockdown. The country's environment minister says there will be no dramatic overnight change. Britain is second only to the United States in the number of lives lost to the pandemic, more than 31,000. This is VOA News. Globally, the virus count is approaching 4 million, with more than 275,000 deaths. The numbers come from a Johns Hopkins University running tally. Here in the U.S., dozens of states are modifying or removing pandemic restrictions. This despite rising death tolls in many areas of the country and without a grand strategy for how to move ahead. The Associated Press reports that proposed reopening guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control was put on shelf by the White House at the highest level. The advisory was put together by President Donald Trump's Coronavirus Task Force and is designed to help business owners, faith leaders, educators, and state and local officials carry out reopening plans with safety as a key. The AP says only after an earlier report this week did the Trump administration order that parts of the CDC advisory be fast-tracked for approval. On the question of restarting the American economy, unemployment numbers are exerting strong pressure to move away from restrictions. Joblessness in the United States has reached Great Depression levels. April saw 20.5 million people lose work, and unemployment reached 14.7%. There is a widespread belief that actual figures may be much higher, since people who gave up looking for work are not counted as unemployed. The argument for caution is implicit in coronavirus numbers. Close to 1.3 million COVID-19 cases in the U.S. and more than 77,000 lives lost. But there is good news from the state of New York, where over 26,000 people have been lost to the virus, including another 228 in the latest daily report. But hospital admissions, the use of ventilators, and new cases continue their declines. Among those who have tested positive for COVID-19 in the U.S., a personal White House valet to President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary. 75-year-old Roy Horn, half of the entertainment team of Siegfried and Roy, has died of virus complications in Las Vegas, where magic shows by the two men were the stuff of legend for the millions who came to see them perform. In Brazil, now with 10,000 deaths, the northeastern city of Fortaleza is putting roadblocks in place to allow only essential services during the pandemic. Many provincial leaders in Brazil have chosen to defy embattled President Jair Bolsonaro, who has steadily talked down the dangers of the pandemic and pushed for getting the economy back on track. China is going ahead with more school reopenings in Beijing. Upwards of 84,000 junior high school students and some 13,000 teachers are due back in the classroom on Monday. 50,000 high school students return to classes on April 27th, and China's ceremonial legislature is scheduled to hold its annual session on May 22nd after a March meeting was postponed because of the pandemic, which China appears to have stifled within its borders. More news at voanews.com online. You can also use our convenient mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, VOA News.